Just to be clear, there will be no song because this movie doesn't deserve a song. So I'm taking a hard stance on that right now. This is the podcast for... How do I usually start without a song? Man, I tripped myself up on this.
Just go.
All right. This is the podcast where all three of us went and saw a movie at our local Regal Cinema Theater, and now we're going to talk about it in the parking structure right next to the theater in Matt's Honda Pilot. We're going to talk about such things as should you see this movie? Should you not see this movie? Should you snack during it? Should you bring a date? Should you go alone? Can you bring kids? You know, all that goody-goody stuff that you come to this podcast to hear. We're going to give it to you whether you like it or not. I am Todd Dover.
And I'm Matt Malloy. Yes, welcome to our podcast. We watched a movie tonight. We're going to talk about it. That movie is called Madam Web. And there were some people in it. And Tim, who were those people that we might recognize from Madam Web?
Well, our lead actress is Dakota Johnson, the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith. I'd say her famous movies were these Fifty Shades of Grey movies were her biggest successes. We also have Sydney Sweeney, who we just saw in Anyone But You. She's one of the girls that she's trying to save in this. As far as other household names, I wouldn't say the other two actresses are big yet. Mike Epps shows up in this. He was in the Friday sequels, and he's been around a while, a comedian. So I wouldn't say it's a big part. Emma Roberts also shows up as an important character in the Spider-Man world, even though this movie loosely connects. And Adam Scott, from mostly famous from Parks and Recreation and a few other TV shows and movies, shows up in this as well. As an important character in Spider-Man's world, too, although this movie's not about Spider-Man at all. So I'll let Matt explain that.
Yeah, boy. Yeah,
good luck.
So what is Madam Web about? Well, we started in 1973, where the main character's mother is studying spiders in the Amazon and eventually has the main character. What's the main character's name?
Cassie Webb.
Webb, get it?
Get it?
It's a spider-like thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Cassie is born in the Amazon of Peru, and that happens, and the mother dies. So, flash forward to 2003. Why is it set in 2003? I'm sure there's some reason. But it is, and... she is a paramedic and she suffers this kind of traumatic injury where she is submerged underwater for 3 minutes and dies and comes back to life, and she starts seeing glimpses of the future, and it's all tied to she starts to see glimpses of the future related to these three girls that she meets along the way. And they become intertwined, and the glimpses of the future are about the big bad guy in this film coming to try and kill these three girls because he's had his own vision of the future in which they kill him. So it's it's lots of visions of the future. And that's one of the main ways that... what's her name again?
Cassie.
Madam.
Yes. Yeah. Cassie Webb learns about the future. Is through visions, or learns about what's going on is through visions of the future and visions of the past and visions of different times. But the main part of the movie is that she is trying to protect these three girls from this super-powered spider venom-powered guy who can also see the future in his dreams. And he's trying to kill the three girls. She's trying to stop them with her future-seeing glimpses, and doesn't sound like much of a fair fight, but it all culminates in a big fight at the end on that was brought to you by Pepsi.
Yeah, some random building that has a ton of fireworks and a Pepsi, big old Pepsi sign on top.
Right. I think Pepsi paid some money for this movie. They were featured several times throughout.
Yeah, they should ask for that money.
Their vintage 2003 logo.
Get that money back.
Yes. And so anyway, and then we get you know, some little backstory of the Spider-Man universe, and I won't reveal that, but I will say that now is the time, Todd, where you can spin your own web of how you feel about Madam Web and give us your gut reaction.
Well, I would like to start by saying this is a bad movie, and it's bad across the board. Like, bad story, bad script, bad acting. Somewhat, I guess, okay visual effects, but nothing great. No. And it's just, like, horrible. It suffers from a ton. Obviously, at this point, everyone knows the story about this movie. There's a ton of reshoots. The original script that they were going for tied into the other Spider-Man movies, and then they decided to pull that plug. And then a ton of reshoots to reshoot around the fact that they changed the entire movie. And so the end product we got here is a steaming pile of crap that is just not worth watching in theater or not. And
not even in a fun, like...
Yeah, I feel like at this point, the reason why the theater wasn't completely empty to me is that I think everyone's heard the word of how bad it is, and they're like, I want to...
it's fun bad?
Yeah, I kind of want to check that out, because everyone's saying how bad it is or whatever. But it's like... No. Honestly, it's just as bad as everyone's saying, I think. It just... I agree with you a little bit, Tim. You said earlier that it's not as bad. Like, people are saying it's the worst movie they've ever seen.
No, I don't know
if I can claim that. Like,
I've seen worse.
Yeah, and it does not beat that the worst movie I've ever seen by very much. But
it's not as bad as Cats.
Yeah, I mean, that was the main thing in my mind. I know there that I've ranked one there, movie below Cats, but I can't remember what movie that was.
Raising Kane.
Is your lowest.
So I was still wondering if this is going to beat Cats.
Babylon's mine.
So it's like, there's just no saving grace for this movie. Like, I can't really say anything positive about it. And for me, besides all the known bad stuff, the stuff for me that was so cringeworthy were small things that just drove me nuts. Every time Cassie's holding a can of soda, it is turned almost on its side as she's about to open it. And I'm like, what is happening? Do you know how to open a can of soda? And nothing makes sense. As in the middle of the movie, there's this trip to Peru that she takes, and it's like, you're wanted, and there's a whole bunch of things going on, and yet you just easily slipped out of the country and went on this little vision quest or whatever. And it's so bad. It's so, so bad. And none of those girls were believable as teenagers.
No.
Like, so it just, I don't know what else to say about it, honestly. It's so horrible. It's so bad. I think, as far as Sony movies goes, I think it's the worst. Like,
But
Craven hasn't come out yet, so we'll see.
Morbius exists, and... What's the other one?
Yeah, I would 100% watch any other Sony movie of spider relation over this movie. It's bad. Don't see it. Watch any video you want online of someone talking about how bad it is, and you'll get the gist of it.
Like, or just listen to us, and you're good.
It's not going to go anywhere. There's no way there's going to be a sequel. Like, it's not going anywhere. You don't need to see it. It's not worth it. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time.
No.
Watch some other movie at home instead. Any movie. And by the way, the worst movie I've ever seen is still Moron Movies, which was real bad. I don't think there's any other human being who knows what that movie is, except for Alec Liberatos. For some reason, he's seen it too. But, frustration all around, and it doesn't look good. Like, it doesn't look good for the future of Sony movies. It doesn't look good for... I've already thought that most people in this movie going into it were not good actors. Like, I think Dakota Johnson is a horrible actor. I think she's another one of these kids that was born on third base and thinks she hit a triple. Mm-hmm. Like... And we've already talked about Sydney Sweeney, like, and how I don't think she's a good actress anyway. Again, after the last movie we saw her in. So, yeah, there's not much more I can say. I'm just rambling at this point. Don't see it. Don't waste your time on it. It's not worth it. Tim?
Yeah, I'm with you. Like we said, like, it's not the worst movie ever, but that's not high praise. Like, when you're debating over how bad it is, that should say something. Like, there are levels to bad, but sometimes you can be bad and fun. This is not that. Like, it doesn't even do any tropes. It's trying to be different. It's trying to do other stuff with the superhero movie, and it all fails, like you said. There's just nothing really works. The loose connections to Spider-Man are so loose that it's like they almost felt like they had to, but or is that just the remnants of what they cut out? And the timing doesn't even quite line up with if it's going to be connected to current Spider-Man. So it's like, don't think too hard on that level. Like you said, it's how did it go so wrong? And would the original cut have been any better? My tendency is to say no. Like, I don't know if this made it worse or if this made it better than it might have been. Like, I don't see any signs in this that could have said it would have been saved by any method.
Yeah.
And I really just, the way they tried to show her powers in this, or at least her version of powers in this movie, is Final Destination powers. That's what she has. It's a vision of some horrible things about to happen, and she now can stop it from happening. And that's all I was thinking the whole time. It's Final Destination powers. And there was even a scene where she's falling behind a log truck. And that I said to me, oh my gosh, it's Final Destination. This is what this is.
Don't forget, she starts using crazy other powers that make no sense and just come out of nowhere for no reason.
I mean, and guess what? I'd rather go watch all the Final Destination movies than see this again. And it's just, how did this go so wrong? You know, and like I said, it wasn't just acting. I feel like the actors knew they were in something bad. So even though they weren't actors that could really raise it, they didn't try either. Adam Scott, who I like, he wasn't given much to do anyway, but he also seemed to be in a different movie than everybody else. And that's not even like, not like he was amazing or anything, but he just was like, well, I'm going to take it a little bit seriously. And then everybody else was just there, and it was just, it's all bad. And the effects are bad, and the, like, you know, and then what's it supposed to mean for the future? Like, why do we care about her? Like, they didn't make her very likable either. No. She kind of just stumbled into her, like, visions and decided about halfway through the movie, well, I guess I won't be a horrible person and I'll protect these people. It's just, I don't know. It was, and the way they tried to justify, oh, see, her mom meant good for her and all that. It's like, no, I don't feel bad for her. It's just, they didn't do anything to make the characters likable or believable. It's bad. Matt?
I agree with all of what has been said already. And I think that the lack of likability in the characters really kind of, like, that could have been something that made the movie tolerable. I was just sighing my way through this movie and, like, hoping it would be over at every scene and realizing there's another scene and another scene and another scene that just kept coming.
No visions for you.
And, there's so many bad things about this movie. Sydney Sweeney, you mentioned, Todd, the believability of the characters. We just watched Sydney Sweeney in a sexy rom-com.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was somewhat crude in its sexual nature, and now she's playing a teenager in high school.
Yes.
In a pretty crude outfit when we first meet her. Like, this ridiculously short skirt, knee-high socks. You're like, what is going on with you?
Yeah. But, so none of the characters are really likable, especially the main character, who's supposed to carry the movie, and I don't really care what happens to her.
Yeah.
And so I mentioned that this movie is set in 2003. Maybe there was some notional reason of why that had to be, but you didn't follow through very well on your 2003 lore, because you've got a guy on his smartphone in the subway, which didn't exist in 2003. Yeah. There were no smartphones in 2003. And you've got, styles that are modern styles from today. You know, our main character is wearing mom jeans, which are popular now for some reason, but were not popular in 2003. I guarantee you that. And then there's the plot. It's like it's held together with bubblegum and visions of the future slash visions of the past. You've got implausible things happening, of course, all over the place. Whatever, it's a superhero movie. But our main character drives around in a taxi cab that she pries the license plates off of that she stole. Like, do you think that you're going to be less noticeable with pried off license plates?
And crash several times.
And, yeah.
And it just keeps on kicking.
Right.
Like, at no point did they abandon it because it stopped working.
Right.
It just was like...
It was just her mode of transportation. Yeah. She didn't have a car, so she stole a taxi and drove it for the rest of the movie. Yeah. So, and then there was the technology around, you know, there was, like, the big bad guy had this accomplice who was somehow tapped into NSA's surveillance capability of U.S. citizens, which is illegal. But anyway.
Well, he's a bad guy, Matt.
Right. anyway, so but this is like 2003. There's not surveillance cameras on every corner that are all networked together. It's somewhat ludicrous. Somewhat ludicrous.
Ludicrous is offended by that.
Yes. I can't think of anything else bad, but there was lots more bad that I'm just not thinking of right now.
Yeah, none of us has touched on the fact that they had to redub the villain's voice, and it doesn't sync at all, and it's god awful. Like, also, I mean, I don't get how Hollywood contracts work, but at what point, as an actor and actress, do you just go, "I'm quitting this"? This is gonna really hit my career real bad. It's better for me to just quit and leave this project.
Yeah,
just ADR whatever.
Yeah, just use AI to simulate me from now on.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. I'm not gonna.
That's why I just don't. I don't get like the because pretty famously at this point, Dakota Johnson has trashed this movie in her press conference
tour. In every way she could without saying don't see it.
To which my point is, why didn't you just quit the movie? Like, why didn't anyone in this movie go, you know what, this is real bad, and I don't want to be associated with this anymore, so I'm done. Like,
yeah. Well, I think it's hard to do that as an actor.
Yeah, you don't see the final product.
You don't see it and see how bad it is.
Well, cause then
you got the script, then you're reading this god-awful script, and like you're doing these scenes that are falling so very flat. Yeah. Like,
no, you're right. Yeah, so I agree with both
Sometimes
of you.
Sometimes the don't, money pays. And just...
Don't see this movie.
Also, I mean, don't bother. This isn't much of a spoiler, but let's just say a lot of things happen in the movie that involves breaking the law, crashing things, burning buildings, and at the end, there doesn't seem to be any consequences at all. It's like, yeah, we're fine, whatever. Like, oh, okay, what about all that destruction of property and destroying stuff?
And what about the idea
loosely kidnapping people?
I was going to say, the idea that the main character at one point was
like, is there just a conversation with the police that we just didn't see? Like, let me explain all this. Oh, boy. Well, it's real bad.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on the same page about that. So, let's get down to it so we can wrap up this trash. How many Pepsi signs would you give this movie?
Plenty in the movie.
Just hugely comes into play in this movie.
Yes.
More than the tie-ins to Spider-Man. Pepsi in this movie.
Get your money, Pepsi.
You know, Zero Bean. Is Mountain Dew owned by Pepsi?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, there was a Mountain Dew
code. There was definitely a code
and
red.
It was the old logo.
Yep.
They made sure to show it.
To which she almost opened sitting on its side. Zero being the worst. Because then you got no Pepsis, five being the best because you got five Pepsis, but there's no way we're getting anywhere close to five Pepsis.
I love five Pepsis, and I'm sad.
So, Matt?
Yeah, I would say, you know, maybe the amount that would be spilled if you tipped it on its side would be maybe like a tenth of the can if you uprighted it.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm going to subtract that amount from one can of Pepsi and go with 0.9 cans of Pepsi out of 5. And I don't recommend this movie in any way.
Yeah. Tim?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I actually had a 0.8 in my head when I thought about this. I just can't go above a 1. Like a fun bad movie gets at least a 1 for me, and this did not cross that threshold.
Not at all. I'm at a 0.5.
Yeah.
I thought I would walk out of this movie more frustrated than I was. Mm-mm. Like, but, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm tired because a long day at work or whatever, but the frustration's not there for me. I mean, I'm more like a disappointed parent.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, I'm just disappointed in you. You snuck out past curfew. You wrecked my car. I'm so disappointed in you.
So, and you're high on cocaine.
And you're high on cocaine. Like, and what you're saying doesn't make sense to me.
That's almost sad.
That sounds like a better time, all those tragic events, than what we just did. So, yeah. Real bad.
It's bad.
Good, good. Well, you know, before we wrap up, I will say that I did look up our ranking of Morbius, Todd.
Oh, and, please. Yes.
I was at a 1.8 and you were at a 1.7.
Wow. Yeah.
No, that's almost a whole point more.
Like I said, 100%. I would watch Morbius 3 times in a row before I would watch this movie again, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bold claim because it's really not that great of a movie either. But
right.
No. At least there. So the problem with Morbius, and we touched on this when we reviewed it, is that the potential was there. Like, right. I think the potential was there, it just fell flat. There's no potential in this movie. Like, correct. There's that. At no point do you feel, man, what a missed opportunity.
And you're nor just do like, I want to nope, continue.
Nope, suck. Nope, bad, suck.
Yeah, apparently, because, like, Sony had plans for more of these. And they're like, how?
Well, I mean, like, I'm still waiting for a super good female team.
Yeah. And
movie. The Marvels wasn't it for me.
Well, I liked it, but yeah.
And, like, you know, I'm still waiting, but the whole crux of this movie is that these three girls will get powers at some point, but we never discover how.
Like, and we never will.
Yeah, no, it's never going to be revisited.
That's it.
I'm like, they all exhibit different kinds of powers. There's no way that they got bit by three different spiders. It's like something had to have happened, but we'll just never know. Also, the thing that, okay, I'm going to touch on this because it bothered me so much. I'm glad I remembered it. Is that so the main villain sees these visions of the future where he's going to be killed by these three women in their spider suits and stuff like that. He is distinguishedly an old man at that point. Like, he was super gray, super wrinkled and stuff like that. And throughout the movie, he's talking about how, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. I got to take care of it now. And I'm like, well, you know, the vision showed you that you're an old man. So I think you got time, but I, you know, chalk it up to the next, like.
Or is that just another detail thing where the idea is he's seeing it through his eyes and we're seeing it from the other view because they didn't even think to care?
Yeah, I don't. It's just that I just was like, you got time. You saw the vision. Like, I'm assuming in visions you see it like you're seeing it on the screen.
Like watching a movie? Yeah, okay.
So.
Well, his vision did not come true.
No.
No. Which also, nor did her famous line at the, like near the end of the movie was like, your future was never the three girls. Your future was me. What?
What? Yeah, I know. And that was meant to be. They zoomed in on her for that. I was like, oh, God.
Also, plenty of times his spider sense just turned off for no reason.
Correct.
Like, every time, especially when he was hit by the car, several cars. I'm like, what happened to your spider sense there? Yeah. It's all over the place in the beginning. You can't be touched. And then it just gets turned off for some reason. You're not as good as you used to be.
Even though he's younger and in his prime.
Man.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Matt and Todd Go to the Movies.
I do appreciate that he didn't have web shooters. Because that's a Peter thing. Peter invented the web shooters.
Yes.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Great.
All right. Anything else?
But that doesn't mean it's going to go over a 0.5.
No. You stay at your 0.5.
I'm standing firm.
Good.
Okay.
We're done.
All right.
But I just... All right, go ahead, wrap it up.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of Matt and Todd Go to the Movies, where we reviewed the movie Madam Web. We gave it an average rating of 0.73. Yep. We don't recommend anyone see this.
No.
Stream it.
Not even out of curiosity.
It, no. Do whatever. Don't
Surprisingly,
do
not the worst rating.
Not the worst rating, but not a good movie.
But real bad
at all. So
we don't go under one all that often.
We do not. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope it finds you not having watched this movie and with the idea that you will not watch this movie. Please continue to listen to our podcast, though.
Yes.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Save
download.
You from this movie.
Yeah. Don't let this movie sully you.
We are here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you next time.
Da 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 da
da da
da da
da da da.